This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, antelopes, yaks, burros, capybaras, jerboas, chipmunks, any other mammals, flamingos or Canada geese or mallards or any other birds, frogs, eels, fish, slugs, snakes, or geckos. Ain't you geckos got nothing better to do than spy on this show? Like maybe being made into watch straps so you can finally be useful to society. Stupid geckos. Are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the exemplary. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer, but if not, losers. Well, you can catch yourselves up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Well, it's Labor Day tomorrow, apparently the day the humans celebrate having to get up in the morning and go to work, something stupid like that. Not that my pet human, Georgie, seems to work. Apparently she's an artist or something stupid like that, though I have yet to see her paint a damn thing that was the least bit artistically valid that anyone with any taste would actually pay her for. Iguana guess she sells her crap to other humans with equally bad taste, I don't know. Actually, I think the whole work thing is a smokescreen for Labor Day, it means. You know, the real purpose is celebrating that the little brat humans go back to school the next day, but the parents don't want to admit that, so they say it's all about celebrating the working man and not about offloading the brats onto the school system. Anywho, every year, Iggy uses Labor Day to try to extort money out of Georgie. Usually it doesn't work, and this year was no exception. I told Georgie it'll cost her double time and a half to have me hang out with her on Monday, being that it's a super stat holiday and all. Well, that's still zero, as I pay you nothing. Yeah, Georgie, about that. And I tried to tell her that I belong to the International Iguanas Union, and from now on she's going to need to pay me the going union rate of $40 an hour, plus berry treats. Well, she refuses. And then the chimp dares to say to me, union pay is for work, Samo. Hanging out and being social with me isn't work. Says you, Georgie. Well, so I'm no richer this Labor Day than last. Ugh. Oh, well. Anyways, what else? Oh, Georgie's been on a Martha Stewart kick the last couple days. I guess she's procrastinating on finishing her stupid paintings for her stupid gallery show this fall. Oh, and when I say Martha Stewart kick, I don't mean she's actually, like, earning money at anything related to this redecorating shit. No. She's just doing the gluing and glittering and crap and not getting paid or getting any insider stock tips that could help Iggy, but no. Anyways, I keep telling her, if you're going to imitate Martha Stewart, imitate the good parts of what Martha Stewart did. But so, anyways, she got some new hideous drapes for her bedroom. Three times over, actually. Because she put some sheer turquoise curtains up. I don't know why. They don't block any light, if that's the point of having curtains. And they're see-through, so the neighbors can still see her in her underoos. You know, and traumatize the neighbors because of that. Although I say better the neighbor see her in her undies than I do, that's all I have to say on the matter. Anyways, and then underneath the turquoise useless things, then there's these stupid gray mini curtains there, just inside the window, and she insists that they're a kind of blind or something, because, you know, duh. No, Georgie, blinds have slats. They're not, if it's a piece of fabric, it's a curtain. Look in the dictionary, you idiot. But anyways, so she insists they're kind of blind. And they're gray and stupid looking. And then on top of that, there's the proper drapes. And, God, I don't even know where to begin with them. They're this god-awful Barbie pink color with silver swirlies on them. Tacky, tacky, tacky. Disgusting. I told her, get the green velvet drapes. At least green doesn't look as horrible with turquoise and gray. And she would not listen to reason. You always tell me to get things in green. I don't guess. Anyways, I also pointed out to her that with pink curtains, turquoise shears, and gray mini curtains, but the rug is beige, Iggy has no choice but to go around and tell all the neighbors that Georgie Davis's carpet don't match her drapes. But she just ignored me. The nerve of some people. Anyways, we went to Home Sense a whole lot in the last couple weeks, and this one time on Thursday, I think it was, we were there and finally they had something Iguana liked. It was a big mirror with an ornate gold frame. Ig wanted it for my room so I could admire Igself in it, but Georgie didn't want to cough up the $130 for it. Cheap bitch. So there we were arguing about it. Lo and behold, in comes Mrs. Churchman. Well, you see, Mrs. Churchman is the chair chimp of the neighborhood watch. So Iggy got to thinking maybe I could get her to tell Georgie to buy Iggy that mirror. Because, you know, it's going into the neighborhood. And Iggy's going to watch Iggy self in it. Sadly, Mrs. Churchman wasn't all that helpful. Listen, demon, if that Davis woman doesn't want to buy that mirror, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, in other news, Iggy's going to run for the neighborhood watch board in the springtime. See if I can oust those who don't feel like helping their neighbors out in a pinch. Anyway, so Ig ain't got no giant mirror, just like Ig ain't got no Labor Day money. Well, at least this whole home organization Martha Stewart thing keeps Georgie busy, and as long as she doesn't try to poke around and reorganize, i.e. snoop, in my secret basement lab, who cares? There is one more thing, though. Okay, so Grandpa came over to make a tile backsplash in the upstairs bathroom. Georgie picked out some white and gray tiny tiles, glass and marble and stuff. It's okay. It would have been much nicer if it was green, though. But, anyways. Apparently green doesn't go with the bathroom decor. Anyways, so then Georgie's been watching a whole lot of HGTV, and I saw on this one show how you can tile around a fireplace. And Georgie's fireplace has these ugly white ceramic tiles around it. Well, I don't like that. So Iggy got an idea, and Iggy put in an order on the internet, and Iggy tried to get my frog slave Hoppy to retile the fireplace around with these glass mosaic tiles that were green. All different greens, emerald and chartreuse and apple green and some, well, the sage green, but, you know, they had the chartreuse and the emerald, and Iggy really liked it. It was just lovely. Except, see, Hoppy was out doing retarded frog stuff when Grandpa was in tiling, so Hoppy didn't know how to tile. So I decided to pop over and ask Mr. Heidel if he knew anything about tiling. And fortunately, he said, sorta. So we struck a deal. He'd come over and tile the fireplace in exchange for all the beer in Georgie's fridge. Which was supposed to be for taking to Georgie's mom for a family barbecue tomorrow on Labor Day, but Ig figured, screw that. Obviously, it's more important to use it to buy the fireplace tiling stuff off of Mr. Heidel. Anyway, so Mr. Heidel came over and did it when Georgie was out shopping with her friend Chucky, and Mr. Heidel, he did a good job. It looked great. I mean, it doesn't go with the awful orange paint Georgie has on the living room walls, but as I pointed out to Mr. Heidel, it's about time she picked a better paint color. One more to Iguana's liking, anyways. So when Georgie came home, she was surprised, but she wasn't really mad. I mean, she couldn't be mad, since the tiles were already glued to the fireplace around. So tough shit, Georgie. Also, you know, I said I was inspired by her other home improvements. No, but, well, sort of, but I figured I'd actually make actual home improvements instead of Barbie pink curtains with silver swords. Jesus Christ, what do these humans think? Do they think? God, that was hideous, hideous. Well, at least it's in her bedroom, but when she gets the idea to do that in the living room, my God. Well, then I'll just have to have her committed to a mental institution, obviously. But anyways, Yeah. So Georgie wasn't too mad because I gave her a cock and bull story about being inspired by her home improvement stuff. Well, I mean, she couldn't be mad yet. She will be once the visa bill comes. $39 a square foot and 25 square feet in total, plus delivery charges and taxes. Oh, and, you know, whatever it's going to cost her in new paint to match the new fireplace tile once she clues in that the orange looks awful and hideous. Any day now. Nah, I don't know if she's going to figure that out. I'm just going to scream at her all winter about it until she paints. Anyways, home improvement is exhausting. I'm going to got to go have a nap. So that's it for this week's show. Talk at you eggs next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, set their curtains on fire. And then afterwards, go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. And the monkeys won't be any the wiser. Well, I mean, they're never any wiser anyways, but they won't. Yeah, you know what I mean. They won't find out about the show. Anyways, talk at you next week. Bye.